Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Friday. Paul, why does it sound like I am in a cave? How's that? Better? All right. Let's run that back. All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Friday morning. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. I woke up this morning, Paulie, at 3 a.m. We start at 6 a.m., started scrolling through my phone.
Overachiever over here.
Yeah, right? Didn't want to.
You got the extra hour.
Yeah, didn't want to. About an hour and a half earlier than I'd planned on getting up. But I woke up. Yeah, a little bit of a heartache, for sure. And I just started scrolling through Twitter. And I started just bookmarking Dodger fans' tweets to use when I need them. So that's how I started my day, being very petty. And then I was talking to my wife this morning, and I go, you know, I'm just really sad. It's sad that the season's over. I said, so, you know, what song should I open the show with today? She's like, I don't know. What about that really sad REM song, Everybody Hurts? I go, oh, yeah, that's a good one. And then I thought to myself, you know what, man? I'm not doing it. I told Paulie when he walked in, I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the sad ass, you know, deal today, coming in crying. Yeah, no tabs. Cut that. I don't even want to hear it. It makes me sick to my stomach.
We're not going to play that.
I'm not going to do. Yeah, we're not playing that. You played it. You played it to let everybody know that
we're not
playing
gonna do that.
It. Right. So I thought about it driving in, and I took myself back to that place. You know, just a couple of short months ago when baseball came back. All right, and I thought about game one, being there. Being one of the lucky ones that got to go to the game, you know, I crawled under the table. I made that video talking about Eric Hosmer. Big hit that night off Mad Bum. Padres win the first game of the season. And I thought about just how much joy that the San Diego Padres brought me, my family, you, your family, Ben, his family. It was really a special, special year. And so I'm not going to come in here today talking about how much it hurts, because it does hurt. There is just no doubt about it, man. There is no doubt about it. It definitely stings, but I'm telling you, man, if it was the end of the window, yeah, you're really sad that you didn't get one. But
you're,
man,
hoping to scratch out one more run.
Yeah, you wanted one more long run, and I'm telling you, man, I don't feel that way at all. I feel happy. I'm proud. I'm beaming with pride. It's not the way I wanted to go out last night. And yeah, I think we can look at that game and say, what was happening? Why did that happen? And that's okay. I mean, that's natural to do as a fan. But I'll tell you something, man. This team is fully back in the veins of San Diego. Fully. Like, they're back. The Padres are back. I was going back and forth with a guy this morning on Facebook. His name is Albert. Seems to be a nice guy. I don't think he was trolling. I think he's a Padre fan. I can't tell because there's so much self-loathing sometimes. But he says, same old Padres. What do you say now, Woods? And I said, well, I say they played their asses off and made it to the NLDS. How is that the same old Padres? Again, I've only been here 10 years. That's not the Padres that I know.
It's literally never happened.
It's literally never happened since I've been here. So, for me, this is different. It's a totally different Padres team. And I understand there's a history. That history has nothing to do with the way that this team is now. Well, nothing.
I think we got to remember, I think a lot of Padres fans, if not all Padres fans, to some degree are conditioned
yes.
to feel that way and to believe that. And if you say it enough, you're going to believe it.
I agree with that. And I do feel, though, that this season, albeit a very short season, albeit a very weird season with no fans in the stands, I do feel that it's changed the narrative for some. You have let yourself believe, and the team has delivered. Going into this year, hey, man, here's what we got. We're going to beat a series in the wild card round. We're going to win a series in the wild card round, and we're going to get to play the Dodgers. Does everybody take that? Yeah, they do. They take that. And knowing what the Padres didn't have in Lamet and Clevinger, you know, excuses are like a-holes. Everybody's got one. It's different, man. It's just different. Lamet shoved against the Dodgers. Shoved. A healthy Mike Clevinger, who knows if he was going to shove against the Dodgers, but he gives you a little bit of length and saves your bullpen. It was such a tall order that they were facing anyway. I'm extremely, extremely proud of the San Diego Padres, all of their players, the front office, the manager, the fans, everybody. I'm telling you, man, they're back. They're back in the veins of San Diego, and that's the most important thing. For everything that this city has been through sports-wise, to have a team that's here, committed to winning, spending money to win, wanting to win, having a player like Fernando Tatis Jr. as the face of your team, you know what, man? I've got a buddy that works for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's a friend of mine. And he works with, he's in like player development, right?
Yeah, yep.
So he texted me this morning, goes, I haven't heard any of your Dodgers suck crap tonight. And I go, well, don't worry, it's coming because it is October and it is the LA Dodgers. And I said, oh, don't worry, it's coming. And we started talking about challenges facing the Padres. And that's something we're going to talk about today on our show here. He said Fernando Tatis Jr. is the best player in baseball. That's from a guy that does player development for the Dodgers. He says he is the best player in baseball. Yeah, are there concerns about locking him down? Sure. It's going to cost a lot of money. I think that should be priority number one over Trevor Bauer, over anybody else. I think you lock that kid up. The sophomore slump did not exist for Fernando Tatis Jr. He had a great postseason. Does he have things he can clean up in the postseason? Absolutely he does. Does he go 190 miles an hour all the time? Yep, sure does. He's the best player in baseball, is what a Dodgers player development person told me this morning on text.
You know, we said the same thing last year. He had a lot to work on. Stay healthy. Defense was questionable.
Yeah,
he made some incredible plays last year.
Of course.
He also made some really bad plays that were routine throws. What did he do in the offseason?
He worked his ass off.
And he became a Gold Glove caliber shortstop.
Yep.
He stayed healthy for all 66 games.
Yep.
I mean, dude, if he's got anything to work on in this offseason, look out, MLB.
Do you know what? That's the scary part, is that he absolutely does.
Right.
And he will. And that's the thing, is as good as he is, we have not even sniffed the full potential of Fernando Tatis Jr. He's the best player in baseball. Again, that's a quote from a Dodgers player development person. That is on my phone from this morning. We were texting at 4 a.m. So I have nothing but glowing praise for the San Diego Padres today. The joy that they brought us is immeasurable. And I'm really sad it's over. I'm really, really sad it's over. I wanted to see them live another day. Ben Higgins has just walked in and joined us. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Woods.
How you doing?
I'm bummed. I was looking forward to at least a couple of more games.
Same.
I thought maybe they could at least win. I mean, they had the lead in every game in the series, so it would have been nice to win one or two, even if they couldn't get, you know, they just didn't have enough depth after the pitching injuries to get past the Dodgers. I think we knew that.
Yeah.
I told you that last week probably was going to happen. It still hurts. It still stings. But I did find some consolation with one realization last night. As you talk about the Dodger fans and and the tweets that you were bookmarking. And here's, Padres fans, how I have made myself feel a little bit better. Even if the Padres had won this series in convincing fashion, Dodgers fans would still be just as obnoxious and still wouldn't be humble and would be the exact same on social media today.
Correct.
Win or lose. You could not have humbled Dodgers fans. You could have won every game 25-0, and they would have said, hey, you got lucky.
This season doesn't count.
Yeah,
the Padres had to get to the playoffs in a shortened season. Yeah,
you wouldn't have won. You couldn't have won that one.
To bright side this morning by saying, hey, listen, I do want to see this team at 162. That's the thing I think about all the time. Give me some health and give me 162 games and let's see how it plays out. And give me our general manager that's willing to go out and make moves and do things to improve the ball club. Yeah, man, I'm excited already for 2021. The understatement of the year.
As much as this season was fun and I'm glad they made the playoffs and advanced in a playoff series, I would much rather there still be 96 regular season games left to see them play and then hope for a playoff at the end. I definitely want a full season. I want a full season where we can all be together.
Yes.
On opening day at Petco Park. There's so much still to look forward to that we didn't get to experience this year. This was like a teaser preview. It was the trailer for the real Padres that are coming up in the next 6 to 7 years, as Fernando Tatis Jr. put it after the game last night on Zoom.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I couldn't be prouder. And I know that you guys out there know how much we love talking about the team. And like Ben says, yeah, he wishes there was another, 80 games to play. We never get tired of it. We never get tired of talking about the San Diego Padres. And especially this incarnation of the San Diego Padres. I never once thought, oh, God, got to go in there and do, an hour. Never. It's what we like to do. And, in fact, the thought that was in my mind this morning driving in was, all right, well, I mean, we're still going to try to work Padres in every single day. Every day. Because that's what we do, and I feel like we do it better than anybody else in town. And we've been committed to it. We are not Johnny Come Latelys on this. We've been your home of the Padres. Whether we're here, whether at the other station, this is the show that people come to because they know we're going to be talking San Diego Padres. And I'll tell you what, man, I am chomping at the bit for the offseason. I'm chomping at the bit. I hope for his sake that AJ Preller is not too hard on himself right now. I hope that AJ Preller takes a nice long vacation, and by long I mean like 4 days. You do have to get back to work, at some point. Give yourself a little bit of a breather. 4 days, Jamaica, in a hammock, smoking fat joints, drinking rum out of coconut, something. Relax, shut it down, get it back to neutral, and then come back with that fire that you have to go win a championship. But, take a breather, admire the work that you've done because you revamped the entire team. You got rid of guys that weren't performing. And I think that takes tremendous balls to do. So I tip my hat to AJ Preller for giving us the most exciting Padres season I've ever been through by far, and not even close. I mean, it's not even when he got here, that was a fun 48 hours. After that, it was done. It was done. Thank you. Thank you to the Padres fans for tuning in. Thank you to the Padres players for playing your asses off. It didn't work out in the end. You were behind the eight ball. We get that. But, oh, my God, what a fun year to be a part of.
And thanks to you, too, as well, for making this a fun ride for me these last couple of months. I would not have enjoyed this nearly as much without your guys' passion and energy. And it's not going to be hard to talk Padres baseball every single day
right
until spring training next year. There's something that we're going to be talking about all offseason topics, speculation, winter meetings, moves, speculation about the future. It's going to be easy.
What are those going to look
Yeah,
like?
What are the winter?
The virtual winter meetings.
Hey, that's the thing I really hope for, is I just hope that our country can get back to where it needs to be first. And then, get to go to spring training and do it like we want to do it and like have the fans there and everything else. I don't know that that's going to be the case. I kind of doubt it right now, but I'm hoping for a miracle.
If there's one thought that I wanted to kind of share this morning, I'll do it right now, and then we'll get to our open phones coming up here, 833-288-0973. At the end of every baseball season, there's 29 fan bases who always say the same thing. Maybe next year. And the Padres have been no exception. Every single year in franchise history, fans at the end of the year have said, maybe next year. But this year, when we say it, we can actually mean it.
Yep.
And say, yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. This could be the year for the Padres. It isn't just that empty talk of October of an eliminated team. You knew in previous years it wasn't going to happen next year.
Right.
But right now, sitting here, I can tell you, maybe next year, legitimately, maybe next year for the 100%, Padres.
100%. There's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of changes with the NL West. There's going to be a lot of changes with the Dodgers. There's going to be a lot of changes with the Padres. It's going to be fun, and it's just the beginning. So thank you guys for being here for the ride. We'll take your calls next, 833-288-0973. We do open phones. Let's get after it. Let's get after it. We'll do our first check of traffic with Kelly Danik. Be right back to take your calls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.